Good afternoon and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean. Today's guest, Dr. Jack Manette. So we've traveled a little bit. We've started with a little bit about communism, how individuals in powerful places are in our government, and now we can prove it. And even so, 1995, a little bit late, McCarthy had to go down and be vilified for his concern. And today, in 2009, we find ourselves beholden to a communist country for financing and for our debt. Dr. Manette, what did you eat when you were in China? And then we're going to cover a lot of communism and the One World Order and certainly the educational system that you've been involved with, nationalism to globalism. So there, set the stage. But actually, what did you eat? Okay. I didn't eat when I was there.
I was telling that story. Did that come through or not?
No, it didn't. I was disconnected for a while to the audience, okay. If you wondered
where I went. I won't go back then. It was an interesting story. But you talk about food, and we ate anything that, in China, anything that walks is fair game. And so we ate some very unusual things. I recall the first night we were there, they put a banquet out for us on our behalf, and everything has courses. And so you have 7, 8, 9 course meals.
And I with a little spinner in the center where they all go around,
mm-hmm.
all the food? Yeah,
right.
Okay.
And everywhere, my daughter had never used chopsticks before, and she was trying to eat a duck foot. If you can imagine eating a duck foot, again, if it moves, it's fair game. And so she was trying to eat that and stab that with her chopsticks, and wouldn't you know, but it slipped right out of the chopsticks and went up and hit the chest of the university president.
Oh!
And that's the way they met. but some good experiences there. You know, when we talk about communism, though, worldwide, there's a man from the University of Hawaii, Dr. R.J. Rummel, who's done a tremendous bit of work, and he coined the word democide, which means death by government. Tremendous study. I'd suggest people look it up, because he goes into communism and what communism has affected worldwide as far as death is concerned. We aren't talking about wars. We aren't talking about those kind of conflicts. We're talking simply about government putting people to death. And he has come up with a figure of over 95 million people who have been murdered by communism. Isn't that amazing?
That's very sobering.
It certainly is.
Along with our discussion today on communism, I wanted to give credit to Cliff Kincaid of Accuracy in Media. And I'd like to just quote here a little bit from some of his work. And if we go to break, I'll continue that for a minute because I think it's very important. And so he wrote an article, February 18th, 2008, Obama's Communist Mentor. And so he's talking about the influence that we now know that was there as Obama was growing up, who is now our president. And I thought it was very interesting. In his article, he included an article by Professor Gerald Horn, who is contributing editor of Political Affairs Magazine. And on the internet, you can go to politicalaffairs.net. Professor Gerald Horn presented Rethinking the History and Future of the Communist Party. And we'll pick it up there when we come back.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome back. We're going to bring you fast forward just a few minutes here on these current dates so you can see why maybe we should review and concern ourselves with communism. Going back again, I was referring to an article by Cliff Kincaid, the date again, February 18th, 2008. And then he's referencing in his article the work of Professor Gerald Horn, who is contributing editor of Political Affairs magazine. Professor Horn is also a professor of history at the University of Houston, and he gave this delivery at the reception of the Communist Party USA at New York University. And this was the conclusion of his long treatise. At the end of a very lengthy treatise, he said, "You find in Hawaii was an African American poet and a journalist by the name of Frank Marshall Davis, who was certainly in the orbit of the Communist Party, if not a member, and who was born in Kansas and spent a good deal of his adult life in Chicago before decamping, I think that's an interesting word, decamping to Honolulu in 1948 at the suggestion of his good friend Paul Robeson. Eventually, he befriended another Euro-American family that had migrated to Honolulu from Kansas, and a young woman from this family eventually had a child with a young student from Kenya, East Africa, who goes by the name of Barack Obama, who, retracing the steps of Davis, eventually decamped to Chicago. In his best-selling memoir, Dreams of My Father, the author speaks warmly of an older black poet he identifies simply as Frank, as being a decisive influence in helping him to find his present identity as African American, a people who have been the least anti-communist and the most left-leaning of any constituency in this nation, though you would never know it from reading leftist journals of opinion. At some point in the future, a teacher will add to her syllabus Barack's memoir and instruct her students to read it alongside Frank Marshall Davis' equally affecting memoir, Living the Blues. And when that day comes, I'm sure a future student will not only examine critically the Frankenstein monster that U.S. imperialism created in order to subdue communist parties, but will be moved to this historic and wonderful archive in order to gain insight on what has befallen this complex and intriguing planet on which we reside. Note again, that was delivered in 2007, 3/28/2007, and Mr. Kincaid picked it up February 18th, 2008, and America voted November 4th, 2008. Back to you, Dr. Manette.
Yes, that's, you know, you're bringing some memories back to me also. I spent this Christmas in Hawaii. My father is quite ill in the hospital. And spent a month there with him. At the same time, I was working with Bob Schultz. I think you know Bob, don't you, with We the People?
Yes, I do.
And Bob had said, while you're in Hawaii, why don't you go ahead and find some experts we can get to verify the birth certificates? And he had written and so forth and tried to get things set up so that we could then have the experts come, and we had 48 hours to examine the birth certificate. We had everything lined up, everything all ready to go, and, of course, we know what happened. Silence, total silence on the other end. But as you mentioned, Hawaii and Barack Obama, that comes to mind because we had done so much trying to prepare for that and then to have it again neglected like he has so many other things.
Well, you know, isn't that fascinating that in a communist publication and evidently a communist professor, that they are very comfortable with identifying Mr. Barack Obama in their writings? I thought that was singularly concerning that, you know, everybody in the mainstream is just marching along, but a communist publication is saying, hey, wait a minute, we've got a nexus here and of which we are proud, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, that's a whole other issue, but it's one of the most frustrating things I've been through. And I tell you, Barbara Jean, the one thing that has made me cringe more than anything else has been the fact that our Supreme Court has bowed to everything here concerning constitutionalism. Of all the things that have gone on lately, that's bothered me the most.
We have a caller on board, so let's take that caller. In fact, we've got a couple of them. We're delighted you're joining with us. Kevin in Utah, welcome to Born on the 4th of July.
Hi, Barbara Jean. Great show. Hey, listen, we were able to hear that part of Dr. Manette's story, and so I wanted to know what happened to the young man that went to Tibet.
Okay. I'd love to tell the rest of it. How far did we get?
Well, he was just going to Tibet, and you're going to come back, but while the music was playing, we could hear you telling the story, and then all of a sudden
Do you mind if I continue that, Barbara Jean? It's a very interesting story.
No, that's fine. I think others would like it as well.
Well, he did go to Tibet with the other eight. Again, he's working at 8,000-foot elevation and tremendous, you know, exposure, freezing temperatures, but they keep this auger going just 24 hours. They work on 8-hour shifts, and they work three shifts, making a full 24 hours. And, of course, when they had to go through, say, 10 feet of pipe, they would lift it up and put another 10 feet on and take the auger. And by hand, they were trying to drill an oil well. After 3 years, six of the people had died. from exposure. Two of them were left alive, including my friend. And finally, he said, "I've got to go. I can't do this." He didn't say that out loud, but he planned an escape. And he then, just scantily clad, hungry, without food, walked all the way from Tibet, following back roads and off the main road, all the way into Beijing again. He got to Beijing thinking he'd be able to stay with friends there, and they had all disappeared, and he's never heard from them since, which is a story that goes on throughout China during that Mao regime. People just disappeared. Finally, he's able to get into some kind of a routine again, changed his name. But his wife was from Tibet, and she had the same story to tell. Her folks had been fairly well off. They had killed her parents in front of her, and she also was just left to run. And she wound up in Beijing also. The two of them were married. But what I was getting at was I said, "I've got to tell that story. People have to know that." And, of course, I write, and so I said, and they knew that I wrote. And I said, "Let me write that story." And they said, "You can't write it." And I said, "I'll change your names." And they said, "No, they'll still find us and they'll kill us." This was in 1995.
Wow.
Still that fear of that communist mentality that death is a very minimal thing to them.
Yeah. Do you believe, Dr. Manette, that is the way the remnant of Jacob will go through the Gentiles?
Very well could be.
Yeah.
Very well. I don't know.
I've just spent I spent a lot of time talking to people, and most people just don't want to hear this. They don't understand it, and I can't understand why they won't wake up. What is there we can do? I read your book, and it was very, very interesting, and all the history that we're talking about. But knowing what we know, what do we do?
Well, that's the big question. What do we do? And usually when I go out and give lectures, that will always come up. We always go back to the fact that we personally have something we can offer in that. I don't know what you can offer. I know that my wife and I have made this a matter of prayer. What do we do? We know it's a real issue. And everyone has something to contribute, and I found that everyone who has really taken that to the Lord to make a matter of prayer has come up with an answer. Here's what I can do, or here's what I should do.
Uh-huh. When you talk to people who have that answer, what is it that they're doing? When you talk about what you can do, do you have an example?
Well, my own example is that the Lord gave me the gift of writing, and I do that, or speaking.
Uh-huh.
Others have gone to do legislative things, working with various people in legislature, both national and local, doing things that way. There have been people who have written laws. I talked to one lady the other day who actually did some writing and then proposed that to a local legislator, saying, "Can we pass this legislation?" They reworked it, and sure enough, they got it passed. Again, there's something I think that all of us can contribute, and I'm not sure what that would be in all cases.
Mm-hmm. It just seems like a drop in the bucket compared to what is happening so quickly.
Well, it is, and yet that poem, "I'm only one, but I am one."
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you well, Barbara Jean.
Thank you, Barry. I appreciate your calling. You know, along the border, we have an invasion that is ignored by our leaders. And there are people down along the border, Glenn Spencer with American Patrol, others, you know. And if you can't be in the trenches, then maybe you can send them $10 or $15. Here at RBN, yesterday or the other day, someone called in and said, "Be supportive of RBN. You know, the voices are starting to chirp all across the country. I call them the beautiful people who do their own research, who take their time and talent to do some patriotic effort. We need everybody. And the time is passing fast, and we're going in a direction that's frightening."
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Redistribution of wealth. We have heard that expression from our new president. A lot of us associate that with communist platform or plank. And we have a lot of verbiage on globalism. Dr. Manette, what do you think of communism and globalism? And then after that response, we're happy to take a call. And we have, I think it's Charlie in Colorado. Then we have a caller in New York. So we'll go from there. Dr. Manette, and then the caller.
Well, let me be brief then so we can take the callers. You know, what do I think of communism? I've seen some things that I mentioned in China there that have been very disheartening and very real. And we've studied that. We've looked at it. We know what happens in true day-to-day communism. When we look back at the communism in the United States and things that have happened over the years with Russia giving things away at Yalta and Tehran, looking at the overall goals of communism, of course, which are to destroy the West and to capture the world. It's pretty hard to look at it favorably. We'd have to say there's something here that's real, and not only is it real, they're following a timetable, and they're so accurate in following the timetable, it should scare all of us.
Charlie, hello? Do I have Charles?
Yeah, this is Charlie in Colorado.
Welcome.
It's good to hear you. I had just seen the ad on for the Republic Broadcasting and dialed it up today on my computer, and so it's the first time I've heard you. And I missed the first part of the first hour when Dr. Manette that well, I was interested in where he was teaching there in Utah.
I really haven't taught in Utah for quite a while. That's my background is teaching.
Uh-huh.
But I've taught for the LDS Church for a number of years, and the course I mentioned here, teaching in China,
uh-huh.
and that was on behalf of the Kennedy Center, which is also at Brigham Young University,
yeah.
Teaching as an exchange professor there.
Okay. Well, when I, it's been a year, over a year or so now, I was, I spent about 36 years myself as an airline pilot for a couple of the major airlines. And it didn't take any rocket scientists to figure out that that it wasn't an airliner that hit the Pentagon, for example, along with other things. And so then I got interested in what Stephen Jones had to say about the Twin Towers, and then shortly thereafter he basically retired, if that's the word in quotes, maybe from BYU as a professor there in physics. And so I tried to contact him and never could get any contacts, his website, and I never got any answers or anything like that. And I was just wondering whether you... Pardon?
To the caller, we intend to have Dr. Jones on air on Born on the 4th of July, and so I hope you will stay tuned because that will happen in the near future.
Well, I was just wondering, do you know now where he is? What is he still lecturing or anything like that?
He lectures infrequently. He goes to a lot of conferences. He spent most of his time lately writing this peer-reviewed paper and doing a lot of work with other physicists on Twin Towers.
Okay.
Right now, he's, if you will, he's semi-retired. He's in central Utah and just more or less enjoying himself, doing some work around the house, but at the same time very interested in the things that you and I are talking about.
Yeah, well, I kind of got the idea that because of that radio broadcast that he was involved in, that he was sort of asked to leave because of, I don't know, political correctness or something on the part of BYU. Do you know anything about that?
Well, and if he's on the air later on, really, I'll let him talk about that. There are no hard feelings at all.
Well, I gathered that.
It was felt that people would look at Steve and they would say, oh, you work for the church because you're at Brigham Young University and therefore you must be speaking for the church. And there was some confusion that way, and therefore the LDS Church said, Steve, we'll either have to terminate the employment so you can speak freely, or if you are part of the church education system, we'll ask you not to say that so that people don't feel this is a church stand.
It's interesting to me that a university is supposed to be so free to learn and seek and all of that. I found it an unfortunate thing. I can't speak for BYU. I can't speak for Dr. Jones personally. I feel like it was unfortunate because there was going to be an investigation then they were going to spread it out and really investigate, and that happened. It did not happen. It could have occurred, but that didn't occur, and I think we can all go from there. But
you know, the paper that Steve wrote, it's interesting that he brought in BYU professors in that paper, and in fact, one of them is a co-author, and so BYU has pretty well backed off on that as a policy per se. It was at the time when Steve said those things, they were interpreted as being the government has begun this, the false flag Pearl Harbor issue. And because of that, there are a lot of people who got involved that they stirred things up, if you will, stirred the pot.
Well, don't you think, though, that we can say that Dr. Stephen Jones was rather like Galileo in that he was maybe one of the very first academicians, if I got that right, the setting of learning and university to speak out. And after that, there were many colleagues that were able to join out and say something.
Well, it hurts to be first, doesn't it?
Well, I thought that was unfortunate because I thought, too, that the whole idea of of academia was to be seeking the truth of all things, and it, particularly he was only looking at the physics of it. You know, it wasn't like
well,
he was
and we all need to be a physicist like he is and say, hey, if it goes up and it comes down, there are certain things.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world and that having a clogged colon is good for you, that being overweight is absolutely healthy, that there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air, and last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
Flash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Returning to Born on the 4th of July, I would express my appreciation for the listeners and the callers in, and we will get to your call in just a moment. Michael from New York. I just wanted to put out here, Dr. Manette, that we thought about talking about the educational transition from national to globalism, and also, shall we talk about our banking situation as peaceful coexistence? And I'm being funny, but I'll let you lead in with those two items, and then we'll take Michael in New York to join with you.
You know, if I could just introduce that education topic of talking to the last speaker also, the last caller.
Surely.
Years ago, I had written a book, and maybe you're familiar with that, on education, and it really brought out the problems in public schooling, and as much as any book, it geared itself toward homeschooling and private schooling. And when I wrote that, it was kind of a novel thing. And we went to a conference at one point, and I was there. I was one of the speakers, but another person spoke also. And he looked over the group, and he said, "You are pioneers." And all of us puffed up, and we thought that's pretty neat. And he said, "Just remember, pioneers don't get no glory." And then he went on to say, years down the road, they might get glory, but while you're alive, you'll never get it. And I think that's, when you talk about Steve Jones, I suspect that's some of the same. he was first, and that's not the glory position to be in, but somebody has to pave the way, and he did.
Well, it's interesting. I believe he was Galileo in this regard, and sometimes in Utah, you don't get the appreciation that you might need. And I remember at the time when he was vocal, talking with people from the vicinity of Provo and in middle Utah and asking them if they knew of Stephen Jones or if they knew of his statements. And so often they didn't even know what was swirling around them that was of such great significance. So that's the way it goes, isn't it?
Well, I'm afraid it is, and sometimes those right under your nose, you're the last to realize it. But you talk about education. Where does that fit into things? And, of course, it's interesting, I think, that the time period that we're talking about here, having to do with the communist infiltration into the United States in the 1930s, 1940s, that's the same time when education radically changes. It actually began, as most of us know, you mentioned banking. It began back at that period of time with the tax-free foundations back in 1913 when you had the Federal Reserve that's organized and the 16th Amendment with income tax comes around and the very wealthy find they can put their money into tax-free foundations and avoid the taxes that everyone else will be charged but still have control of their money. And so in that tax-free foundation, we find that there are a number, the Carnegie Foundation, the Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, that put their emphasis into education. And they really wind up changing the curriculum from the pre-World War I, in fact, even pre-World War II curriculum, which is more geared to nationalism. It's geared to knowing about the founding fathers. Many of the people had to memorize, if you recall, the Washington's farewell address. We have so many things of a very patriotic, nationalistic nature, and then you have, beginning in the late 30s and transversing more so into the 40s, you have the citizenship of the world curriculum that comes about. And so a tremendous change in education. If you want good education books, honestly, you have to go back pre-1938, 1939 to get into some good books talking about, again, the country and where we are. I'm usually fond of bringing up the topic, and I've asked children this today, you know, what do you know about George Washington? And none of the kids know anything about Valley Forge, but they all know that he had wooden teeth. So we've simply changed the emphasis. We don't tell lies. We simply de-emphasize the things that are really important.
Do we have Michael in New York?
Oh, yeah. Hello, yes. Hi, thank you. Enjoying
Welcome.
The show very much.
Thank
and
you.
Thank you for your patriotism to our country. I really do honor and respect that. the bottom line to all the evil in the world, which is politically generated by the communists and the fascists, is the financiers. You perfectly presented how communists and the Nazis, in fact, they wipe out their own intelligentsia. But the Nazis did try to keep the scientists for their own scientific gains. No question about that. But the communists, for sure, they destroyed all their intelligentsia, leaving the country void of the mental powers capable of building and constructing a good civilization for that country. And so we had to not only finance the communists, we had to feed them, we had to give them machinery. GE moves in and builds their electric plants, and Ford builds their trucks and tanks, and we give them everything, all the technology. And then, like you also perfectly presented, how they smuggled all our national scientific secrets out right through the open doors or back doors of Washington, D.C. And behind all this, though, all these actors on that stage that are performing all their individual parts, it's the puppet masters themselves, the Rockefellers most notably, as one of the primary sources of all this evil. I'll never forget in the mid-90s on PBS, Charlie Rose interview with David Rockefeller, and Charlie looked like he was suffering from a wicked hangover, and he's interviewing David Rockefeller, who was clearly just evil incarnate, just observing him over the TV. I could see that. And so I studied him, and then sure enough, when I heard the question answered by Charlie Rose, what did you think of Mao Zedong? Oh, Rockefeller's response is, oh, he's a great man, great man. And Charlie Rose says, a great man, a great man. And Rockefeller was already pointing out how he could go to Beijing or Moscow anytime he wanted in his personal private jet, and a red carpet would be rolled out for him. Here's the financiers of not just the Nazis, but the Bolsheviks, and they're nesting right here in our country. And, you know, that guy, that family, they own so much property just here through New York. Do you think they pay any property tax on that, all that property they own? Of course not. And but they are the source of all evil. Everything that you're describing are the branches and limbs of an evil tree, but the roots themselves are the Rockefellers and then the rest of the families that run the Federal Reserve.
Dr. Michael, Burnett, would you like to respond?
Well, Michael's done some good studying, and you're absolutely right. And, of course, that's what we try to get to here through all this. Barbara Jean, who and I had this, sent you a list of questions there. The very first one was the powers behind Russian communism. And the fact this isn't simply a group of peasants in an uprising here, but a very well-financed group, a very well-placed group, if you will, of individuals that have as their intent to take total control of the world, but again, a piece at a time. And so communism in China was one of those pieces. Communism in East Germany is one of the pieces. And in all that, we're talking about military power, we're talking about governmental power, but in reality, what seems to precipitate all of this is just as Michael said, it was the money. And so why do the Rockefellers and others go into Russia? It's not because they want to see the peasants succeed. To the contrary, they want to have the control of the oil fields in Russia. They want control. The Westinghouse was brought in there very early. All of the things that we've talked about here industrially, there's money involved. And when you have money, that's when you have the powers that be that come to the forefront. That's why when we talk about communism itself, the conspiracy in communism, and there's several levels of conspiracy, but the primary conspiracy is who pulls the strings to make it work. And so well, now, Michael's absolutely right. There are those that are on a higher level that actually do. We look at the political leaders today. We look at our president. We look at the Russian premiers and so forth. But they're on a second level. They aren't on the top level.
Very good. You know, it's interesting to me to think in terms of the communist lecture that we talked about in 2007 and then picked up and put in an essay by Cliff Kincaid. They're comfortable with our president having this interaction with his mentor, Frank, and they're happy about this. And most Americans are now a little bit to the side wondering, could that be true? Does he have that philosophy? Though in one instance, he actually declared the redistribution of wealth. And so we're trying to put it together so we understand this force, because it is not all fun. It is very disastrous. We have seen in history, we have spoken of it today. But one thing we haven't talked about, and maybe we can pick up on this issue, and Mike can join with us, and then we'd like to take other callers here, is the media and how it plays its role. If this information of just even Cliff Kincaid's and accuracy in media had exposure all over in 2008, would we have the result or the questions that we are left with as we proceed in 2009? Dr. Minette, then Michael.
Well, that's exactly true. Would Obama have been elected president had people have known who he was? And I personally question, had the media been forthright and had brought out some of the background that we just discussed here very quickly over the last few minutes, as well as going much deeper, as you well know. In fact, I had originally written a full chapter on Obama. I decided not to include it because there's so much coming out and daily things change. But there is so much known about him in his past that is frightening, and yet those things didn't come out. I thought it was interesting when you talk about media. Most of us can relate to the Ron Paul situation there with media. I have never seen media as corrupt or as what would the word be?
Omission.
Omission as dishonest,
yeah.
As the media was during the last election campaign, where Obama came out of nowhere as the knight in shining armor, and Ron Paul was the misfit who just didn't fit in. He really wasn't a politician to be dealt with because he was out in left field the whole time, I should say out in right field.
We have Gary in California. Are you with us, Gary?
Yes,
Gary,
I am.
Yes, welcome.
Well, as you guys are going through this conversation about the communists and how they were found and how they snuck in and people that disappeared, the one thing that you were also talking about a general, I think, in that context, is
Racy,
you know,
Jordan, you mean?
General Patton, who mysteriously got killed. They said he died in a car accident. Then you have the general he talked about. Then you have a Senator McCarthy, you know, who was poisoned to death. And they already know it was by his aide. So every time anybody of quality or of prestige or can be a mover starts to do something, it appears like they have the ability to kill him. I'd like to hear a little discussion on that.
Well,
you make me not want to speak.
Well,
but I agree with what you're saying, that there is a price to pay, and you have brought up extraordinary examples of powerful, dedicated people in high places, and then the questions about their demise.
Well, Barbara, you recall in the book Awakening Our Awful Situation, I have a chapter on that in there about these mysterious deaths.
Go ahead. And
I won't go into all of them, but there are pages and pages of people who simply disappear it simply doesn't make sense that so many people along the same lines disappear or die through falling off buildings or whatever you have. In all that, with this new book that I'm writing, I didn't like that chapter when I wrote it, by the way. I don't like to pull apart things of that nature. But you know Joel Skousen, of course, you interview him quite frequently. Joel and I are very close friends, and Joel has been one of the people I've worked with over the years. And Joel had said this time, when we write this next book, he said, let's go ahead and talk about the various assassinations at the same time. Not something I've wanted to do, and yet as I got into communism, as I got into some of the other areas there that we're talking about, you can't tell the story without talking about how people who are in the know and who begin to find things out, how they disappear. It's a real thing.
I tell you, don't.
Yeah, and Gary, I appreciate that because that has to be part of the story.
Well, every time you get close to who the enemy is, I mean, the big banksters are involved. Look, who got all the money in the so-called bailout? You know, and right now they're doing this AIG thing where they're going after some guys that got bonuses. Wait a minute. Let's go after AIG paid off them foreign banks. You know, that's where the view should be put on. You know, the spotlight should be put right on. Wait a minute. What are we doing giving to banks in Europe? You know, who cares? You know, how much of all this money went to other countries? It's all covered up. And if you get too close, they kill you. But the one thing is, they've taken over the media. I mean, we can say, well, the media didn't do their job. They're not going to. Remember, Pravda didn't go out of business. They just moved. The communism didn't die. They just moved. Or
changed
their name. In place all the time. We were supporting it from here with the communists that were in this country. And you go back and study history, and there's a lot of things that happened, how they got in here. You know, back in 1600-something, they were kicked out of Brazil, and they snuck into this country, and, you know, there's a big story on it, but it takes time to unroll all that. But I just thought somebody should call in like myself and bring up that we had, you know, General Patton says, you know, go after the communists now. Next thing you know, he's dead. This general you spoke about, he got in trouble. Then you got Senator McCarthy, who was covering them. Next thing you know, his top aide, who happened to be, poisoned him. I mean, they've already got proof of that. I mean, the litany is long.
You bring up a sobering aspect of this whole story, and yet we must expose and we must go forward, because I don't believe that Communist China, as our bankers, will be benign or kind.
They will actually. I'm one of those Bible believers, you know, and it says 5-6 of them will die on the hills of Israel, and that little thing over there in Palestine is not Israel that's being talked about, because there's mountains, so that means there's more countries of Israel. Israel's a race of people, and you look at the Revelations and how it tells you this in Ezekiel, who they are, what they're going to do. And it, you know, it says in one of the Gospels that they were let in. They're planted in amongst the wheat, meaning people like us. And then you had the tares, which is the evil people that we call today communism. And there's some other names they use.
Here comes the music. Thank you for contributing to our show. When we return, we're going to hand the mic to Dr. Manette. Thank you very much for calling.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com, or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Barbara Ann in Nevada, if you have a question for Dr. Manette, we'd invite
Hello,
you to come
Yes, I'd like to address this to Dr. Manette.
Yes.
First of all, I think you're involved with the Mormons, and I just wanted to thank you because the Mormons helped me with my ancestry, and it was just this ancestry work that led me to understand what you're talking about and the truth about what's going on with communism. In my ancestry work, I discovered I had a Polish-Russian general, a grandfather, who immigrated here about 1902. He wrote in the front pages of a Bible, the prophecy, the yellow man will rule the world. He must have seen then that communism was taking roots and decided to emigrate out of there. And at that time, he would have seemed like a Polish madman because the Chinese were backwards. They were living in pagodas. Now, his words came true. China rules the world. The U.S. is trillions in the red in debt. China is trillions to the good. Second thing, Marilyn Monroe was conned into marrying the Jewish communist Arthur Miller from Hollywood, who McCarthy was prosecuting. Arthur Miller used Marilyn Monroe to influence people on the trial to seduce them, like with a free lunch with Marilyn, and win them over. He was acquitted, and then he dumped her. I just got out of college here for a couple courses, and I protested because my college was having a three-day seminar at $80 a ticket glorifying Arthur Miller, the communist. And I wrote them letters, and I said, my absence there is going to be because you're taking our money, our tax dollars, to honor this communist. Thirdly, I'm the widow of a U.S. Marine Purple Heart winner from Vietnam. He fought the communists on the front lines. He confided in me, point blank, we were not fighting Vietnam, we were fighting China. He says, we killed off so many people, it would equal the population of Vietnam. And how be it that we lost that Vietnamese war? No sooner we lost, Nixon went there to sign agreements. I believe today we are under communist rule, have been since the end of the Vietnam War, but the media, as you had mentioned, is telling us, oh, the United States is free, you're happy, you've got all these freedoms, and we are not. We are already in the beginning stages of communism. Now, Dr. Manette, what do you think about that?
You know, I would agree with you, really. You recall Barbara Boxer, as early as 2000, made the statement that communism is dead. And it's not dead at all. It's very much alive. But in all of that, we found that that what you've said, we've simply changed the name, haven't we? We call it social democracy or international democracy. In my this last chapter I wrote, I go through the 10 planks of Marxism. And if you recall, in going through those, you can look at every one of those and say, okay, here's how we have succumbed to this, here's how we've succumbed to that. And if those are the gauges that we use for are we communist or are we not, we would have to say that America leans very, very much toward the communist end. There are still bastions. There are still people like you, like myself and others, who believe in the republic and believe in the whole concept of patriotism. And, of course, the unfortunate thing is now that we've been redefined and so many of us are called terrorists.
Thank you so much, Dr. Manette. Will you come on again? And thank you, callers, Barbara and all others. We'll do it again. Born on the 4th of July. Let's
not give
up. Thank
you, Barbara Jean.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog.